This is The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. Coming up, a story about a local business that is truly a family affair.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.
Today, we continue to explore the history of Southern Illinois with the story of 90-year-old Jane Campbell Brown. Her family has been in the furniture business for 9 generations. She sat down with Jim Muir to talk about growing up in Benton.
I lived in Benton until I was 21, with the exception of about 4 or 5 years when I was in college and worked away from here. But then I returned in 47. My father was associated with his father in the general store back then. You know, it was a lot of hardware and that kind of thing. It was a family business at that time, which had been originated in 1913. That's interesting, too.
You grew up in a family that had a business that was a fixture on the Benton Square. You married into the furniture business, so it's a pretty fair statement to say the furniture industry, the furniture business, has been a huge part of your life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Exactly. And I worked also as a decorator in Chicago. I was an assistant decorator, actually. So I've been involved in it and studied it. And after I got my college career, I went on and studied decorating. And so, yeah, I've been. But however, after I was married, I wasn't involved in the business. I stayed home and raised 3 sons.
And those sons carried on into the furniture business. Your husband, first of all, your father on the Campbell side.
My grandfather.
Grandfather, your father. Then you married into the furniture business with the Browns.
That was one of the important things. I did help when I came home in early 1947 from Chicago. And I stayed with my parents for a little while because I wanted to move on. So my father came home for lunch. That's what they did back then. This was in 47. Or he especially wanted to come home. And he said, Mr. Moore, who was a sales rep for one of the hardware companies, was telling me that E.R. Brown has a son. And the son asked about, does Morris Campbell have a daughter? And of course he does. So Daddy said, well, you'll probably be getting a phone call from Warren Brown. And sure enough, that night, Warren called me. So here we are. We're married to each other now. In fact, he called me in February of 1947, and we were married August the 15th, 1947.
Didn't waste any time.
No. And we have 3 sons. The oldest one is Cam. He lives in West Frankfort, and he is an attorney, and a CPA and attorney, and his office is right across the street from our business. It's in a brick house where his parents lived. In fact, Warren Brown was born in that house, and so Cam now has it as his legal office. Andy, my middle son, he manages the West Frankfort House Furnishing, which is an E.R. Brown facility. He lives in Carbondale, but he works here in West Frankfort. And my youngest son is Sloan, and he's always been in the furniture business, even after he's graduated from college, and he just has it in his blood. I think they all do. And so now that his 2 sons are involved in it, very much so. So we're happy. It's a family affair, 9 generations. January the 1st, 1936, they bought a larger building, quite a bit larger, and it was on the south side of the square, right on the corner of South Main and the square. And they enlarged their business, and they included furniture. So it became W.E. Campbell & Son, Hardware and Furniture. And then I told you in 1947 how I met my husband, and we were married. And so I can thank the store and the business and the building for that I'm here. I was ready to move on someplace else, but it was kind of funny.
That's Jane Campbell Brown with Jim Muir. Her story was recorded as part of the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. WSIU's Listening Project chronicles the history of our region by connecting people with place through their stories. You can hear more stories from the Listening Project on our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.